Colin Neal is from Hospitality Ulster. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, Hospitality Ulster saying the continued position of the Northern Ireland Assembly is a bit like being trapped in an episode of Father Ted, of all things. Jeepers, it's bad. It's bad, Colin, when you're comparing it, to this social drinker.
It's not drink, Father, it's just fizzy water.
Jacob's Creek Chardonnay 1991.
Doesn't sound.
Drink, drink, drink.
So that's the sort of boys that are running our country at the moment. Is that what you're saying, Colin?
Maybe not that exact individual, but we have likened it to being trapped in a repeating episode of Father Ted, where we're sitting going, go on, go on, go on, go on. We just cannot keep waiting for someone to take action to support our industry. We've been waiting on a number of pieces of legislation like liquor licensing, like business rates, our skills strategy and stuff. I mean, and if you take liquor license, it's now almost 10 years since we started the process. No sign in sight of actually doing anything to modernise our licensing laws.
It must be more than irritating for you or any other business that's trying to make progress when there isn't a government to do what they have the responsibility to do.
It really is, Frank. I mean, our members are normal small businesses that you'll get in every town, city and village in the province. They're getting on with making a living, being hampered by outdated legislation, which, I mean, it really is impacting them quite significantly. It stops them altering. I mean, and you take it in 10 years, customer trends have changed incredibly. And we're stuck with legislation that's so outdated, you wouldn't believe some of the clauses in it.
So what are the changes that they were very close to bringing in that didn't come through because of the collapse of the Assembly? And what other changes would you expect to get if they were back by pushing at an open door?
I have to stress, we're not looking deregulation of the like of licensing law or whatever, but we are looking the modernisation of it. People don't come out at night now until about 11:30, and our licensing law requires we must shut at 1 a.m. So we need to see an extension of our late licences. We need to address the issue of Easter trading, because many people go, Easter, it's only one day. We have to shut early on the Thursday. We've restricted open on the Friday. We shut early on the Saturday. We shut early on the Sunday. We lose a full weekend, the first holiday weekend of the year, which if you're on a 20% margin, you've lost the profits for a month. That's a whole month of trading gone. And 2 years ago, we surveyed the industry and put the loss at 16 million. I mean, and it's not about, being disrespectful to religion on Easter, because you can buy alcohol in a supermarket at 8 a.m. on Good Friday. It's just for some reason the law has singled out the pub to say you're not allowed to go along there and enjoy yourself. That's really what it feels like. I mean, there are other things we want, actually extra controls around responsible retailing and stuff, to give the responsible retailing code power. So it's not all about tech, but we need a modern environment that we can actually service the customers. And indeed, I mean, there's lots of talk about tourists only spend half of what they spend when they visit Belfast or visit Northern Ireland, spend half of what they spend in the Republic of Ireland or GB. We need an opportunity to take that money off them and indeed help the economy and make a profit. That's what we're there for.
Do you think there's the desire within the community in Northern Ireland to see some of the changes that you're calling for?
I think there really is. I mean, the consultation, which took place, some years ago now, around liquor licensing, seemed the biggest ever response of a consultation in Northern Ireland, and that was the support of modernising. I'd say this is not about deregulation, but when you have over 70% of the alcohol consumed at home, the pub industry, the restaurant industry, the hotel industry, it's not their key product, but it's a vital element of their offer. And that really is about being fair. It's not about, say, disrespecting anybody, but it's giving people choice in a controlled environment.
And do you think it's fair to compare our politicians to an ongoing episode of Father Ted?
No, we did hang out there that there are, good people in there, good intentions. But the current situation, how would you describe it? It's I mean, it won't let us be a Guinness Book of Record, but if it was, we're the longest democracy without a government. You know, this cannot go on. Somewhere, someone's got to take a position and say, we need a government back in there. It covers way beyond our industry, I mean, but we feel the pain in our sector on a range of things. We don't even have a tourism strategy, yet all the place is full of tourists. You know, we're rapidly running out of options. Our senior civil servants cannot make the call because they're legally not allowed to. And you know, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards.
And do you think they will?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't even know if there's a Fowler Ted episode for hope. but I think it has to end with we hope. And in fact, you know, it's not that we're asking for government. We deserve a government. You know, we pay our taxes. We do all our thing. We're just asking for what everyone else gets.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Colin Neal, Hospitality Ulster. Let's check to hear what the politicians have to say.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks. No, I have a kind of allergic reaction to it, you know. It's very rare, but pretty serious. If I drink tea, there's a 70% chance I'll die.
Will I make you a cup anyway? In case you change your mind.
No, thanks anyway.